Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Who are those girls?
It's JK.
Hello, everybody, and welcome Hi. To our Wednesday show.
Woo!
Right?
Aren't you guys surprised that today's episode is up on Wednesday?
Yeah, and I think it actually will be. Okay, so here's the thing, guys. Like, I'm sick and tired of the slander. You guys are all turning into Benji in the comments. What's going on? They're turning against us. We are trying our best. And that's all I'll say about that. And all I could say is that, and that's all I'll say.
Yeah, honestly, listen.
Rest assured, we're like trying, okay?
We're here every week.
Yeah.
Oh, every week.
That, but like how many times we have to say, like, we're going to be back. It's like Amelie, she gets so scared. Like when I leave, she's like, oh my God, like she has no concept of time. She's like, how long are you going to be gone? And I look at her and I say, I will always be back. I will never leave you forever. That will never happen. You guys, do I have to tell that to you for you to feel better? I will always be back. We'll be back every week.
I mean, we could get hit by buses tomorrow.
Oh my. Oh.
No, I'm just saying we can.
That is such a crazy thing for you of all people to say, because like you just like manifested that for us. So now we're both going to be hit by buses.
No, but you see, this is what happened with my OCD. I was hearing you say like the whole story of like never, ever. I'm never be back. And I'm like, wow, that's a big promise to give a chat, because we could get hit by buses. So it's like, obviously, like, yikes. You know, like, wow, we're kind of.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I just. Maybe you would traumatize your children a little bit.
That's why I don't have like, any,
listen,
I feel.
I really want to come back. But listen, life, you never know with life. Okay. Literally, they just start sobbing. Like, yeah. No, I don't know, Kathleen. We got to get you some help.
I know. I seriously. No, it's like really bad. Like you were saying that, and I was having some internal demons when you were saying that. I was
well,
like,
in my head, I'm like, even if I do die, like even if I physically die,
I mean, you'll
on
never
Earth,
leave
I will
her.
Never I'll leave never. Her. Like she will know one
That's
way or
very
another.
True.
That so you just got to get it together, true. Girl. Okay.
I know. I really do. You know, I just have to like let the universe do its thing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Not really us getting do. On another case of Ross the Raw rants. But like truly.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Hi guys, welcome
Hello.
To episode 30.
Eight?
Yeah, eight.
Pretty good, almost to 40. Wow.
Wow, we are currently Hillary Duff's age in episodes.
Oh my God, that is a very random fun fact. Thank you for that.
I don't know, you know what? Speaking of Hillary Duff, I do want to say, I'm kind of sad I'm not going to the Hillary Duff concert with you guys, because
I don't want
to
hear it.
Aside from her Giving Head song that I think is a bit much for Hillary Duff, I love all of the songs on her album. I love them.
Oh, really?
Have you jammed to them? They make me want to go like this, like,
I'm not going to lie. I have not jammed to them at all. Like, I really, oh. Well, I guess I got to check it out if it makes you move like that.
Yeah, it's something about it.
Yeah.
It's just something to, yeah.
Well, then I'm going to definitely have to like check it out before the concert. But today, actually, if this is actually coming out on Wednesday, is the Hannah Montana reunion day. Or like whatever the
I
comeback.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed. I ordered my Hannah Montana shirt from Target, but they were all out of my size.
I have a confession.
No, don't do it. Don't, because it's going to piss me off. You don't understand. It was my whole life, Kathleen.
Let me explain. I will take a bullet for Miley Cyrus. But like Hannah Montana?
Wow.
Can't stand that bitch. I can't stand that bitch.
I
can't stand
okay,
her.
Picture this. You walk into my room. It's 2008, let's say. Literally every Wednesday I would have Hannah Montana viewing parties with my friend. What was her fucking name? Oh my God.
Wow, you don't even remember your friend's name?
No, and we used to do this every Wednesday. Oh my God, it starts with an M. Marianne.
Wow.
Marianne. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Marianne. If you're watching this, it's not that I don't remember you. I remember you vividly. I could paint a portrait of you, but I just completely forgot your name. We would have Wednesday viewing parties of Hannah Montana. I had a Hannah Montana comforter, a Hannah Montana eye home that looked like a spotlight, like a show light. Okay.
Oh, that's actually so cool.
My entire wall to the right was posters of Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus. Like when other people were doing Jonas Brothers, Justin Bieber, none of that. Like I was fully Hannah Montana core.
The thing is that like I was too old for Hannah Montana.
Oh.
I mean, I'm older than you.
2 years older than me.
That's so long. That's so long.
I mean, I
You're
could see that, I guess. I could see that.
You're
and
baby.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. It's a bad show, objectively. It's a horrendous show.
The thing is that, like, which I don't get it, because I love Miley Cyrus's voice. Like, Miley Cyrus singing Jolene in her backyard changed my life.
I know.
I love
But something
Miley Cyrus,
about
but
the,
like,
whoa, whoa, yeah.
There's something about
Every,
Hannah's
like, scene
voice
change
that
is pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I like, I get the best of both.
Who doesn't? The song. Climb? You know? There's no Come climb on. Without oh. Hannah Montana, bitch.
Hold on. I will say I was forced to go watch the Hannah Montana movie after I was like a huge Hannah Montana hater. And I love the Hannah Montana movie.
The Hannah Montana movie is exponentially better than any Hannah Montana episode, for sure.
That's what kind of made me like truly fall in love with Miley Cyrus. Because she was like breaking free of that movie. It was after. And then the climb. And then obviously the last song and all of that. And then I became a super fan. I love Miley Cyrus. But like her little like beginning like, yeah, it's too much. And I can't. And I do feel like I was, I mean, I'm 34 and I feel like I was more in the That's So Raven era, the like High School Musical, Wizards of Waverly Place. Like I was just too old for that. Oh, I loved Wizards of Waverly Place.
Loved it. I really did.
I never seen it. I've never seen it like that.
Yeah, I guess maybe you were just on the tail end of like not watching, you know, those shows. But wow, I was such a fan. I'm so excited. I'm going over to Abby's house. We're going to make friendship bracelets while we watch Hannah Montana. I'm not sure what it is. My God. Like, is it an Alex Cooper interview? Is it like the show is relaunching? Like, what's happening? I'm not sure. So I guess we'll find out. And you probably already know by the time this goes up.
It's just kind of like a reunion. Like a reunion of some sort, right?
She re-recorded like the intro and stuff and she put on the damn wig. So like, I would assume so. But like, why is Alex Cooper there? Like, hello, what's going on?
I mean, because she's everywhere, I feel.
Yeah. They're forcing her upon us, I feel.
She is everywhere. She really interviewed Sarah J. Maas. Like, I do love that for her. I feel like, I know this is going to sound mean, but to me, Alex Cooper es una papa sin sal.
Una what?
Una papa sin sal.
Oh, papa. A fry without salt.
Yeah, she's like a saltless potato.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I do feel that a little bit. Oh, you're going to piss Michelle off with all her colored daddy merch.
I know. My friend Michelle loves Alex.
Ridiculous.
Cooper. But it
does. Oh my God, can you believe, fun fact that I literally just found out, the brother in Hannah Montana, do you remember him? That he kind of had like the hair by his ears.
Yeah, I remember him.
Guess how old he was when he was doing the show.
26.
Oh my God, close. 28. He lied at his audition and said he was 18 years old.
Bro, but I feel like that was everybody back then. Do you know that the Pretty Little Liars cast were all like 46?
Dude, have you ever watched the movie Grease? They all look like 75.
I was just kidding.
Literally. That is the most insane shit I've ever seen in my life. Like when you look back at Grease, everybody looks like they are the principals of the school. Like what's happening? You guys are not in high school.
No, the little short, like fuzzy, hairy one that's in the T-Birds.
Like, I can't.
He's literally 50. He's literally 50. Kaneki was like
a million years old, like ancient. Yeah, no, it's crazy. At least a guy in I don't remember his name, the Hannah Montana brother, at least he looked young. Yeah, like I totally would have believed that he was 18 years old. And even now he looks super youthful, like he just doesn't age. But like, oh my God, that fucking Grease cast is something else. I love to
look back
at clips of it. It makes me chuckle.
I love Grease though. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
It is a good movie. I mean, horrendous message. I feel like we've talked about this before. Just a horrendous message, but a good movie.
Really a horrendous message.
They said, when in doubt, just change everything for a man and lie about who you are, then he'll love you. It's like, no thanks.
When in doubt, just get a little slutty.
Yeah, and start smoking cigarettes. Okay, perfect.
To be fair, I have to, let me defend Danny Zuko, even though there's no defending Danny Zuko, like that scene where he pretends like he doesn't know her. That was really fucked up. But I will say, to defend him, he was like trying to like join the basketball team and run track. And, you know, he was trying to be the jock.
Let's not defend men on this podcast. Do me a grand favor. If you would like for me to remain happy where we are.
I'm just saying, like, you know, he tried a little bit before she turned into sexy Sandy.
Right.
He tried.
Well, first of all, we really got to get to Que Dice Mi Gente because we have quite the episode that we have not prefaced. Okay, we are going to do a legendary episode today.
We have a jam-packed. Dude, we have such a jam-packed episode that I did not screenshot a single Que Dice Mi Gente.
Oh, well, that's not a problem because we could just go to the top comments and use those.
That's a good idea. I will say, though, while Jesse's looking at the top comments, I just want to give you guys a quick little update because I know Jesse doesn't give a shit about this.
Oh, my
but
God.
I am 20 minutes. No, you don't. It's nothing bad. You just don't care about Bridgerton. You care about Bridgerton?
No, not at all. Proceed.
I have 20 minutes left before I finish season one. Like, I'm 20 minutes away from the
Did they leave the ballroom
and
yet?
What?
Did they leave the ballroom yet? Because I literally just stayed in the
ballroom. No, they've been there the whole
show. Literally kill me. I cannot deal with that.
You would love it. They have a lot of sex.
I don't know if that's enough for me.
Oh, it's enough for me, baby. No, I love it, though, because it gives me the two things I love most in life, which is romance and a man getting on his knees.
Oh, my God. Wow. What? The first top comment absolutely rocked my world.
What is it?
Jamilicious says, which, by the way, we got to read these well because we be fucking up people's names left and right. They're just like, that's not my name. Like, why'd you read it like that? I don't know. Okay, so Jamilicious, whatever. She says, Topic idea. We all send in descriptions of our toxic exes and you guys have to guess what sign they are.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
I absolutely love that. And I'm going to figure out a way to do it. I think the best way would be like Google Form or something. Like we'll figure out how you guys can submit. There was a lot of comments about the clickbait of the episode.
It was actually not clickbait.
I was not.
Responding to a few comments being like, guys, it's not clickbait. Clickbait would be like, Jesse's moving to Miami.
Yeah, you guys have to read the, we didn't say Jesse's moving to Miami. We said Jesse's finally moving. And the end of the era comment was Bubba Hama
Breeze.
Guys, it wasn't clickbait. Now, I don't want to disclose our text messages, but do we clickbait a lot? We do. And we do it very intentionally.
We never clickbait.
Literally, we totally fucking clickbait. And then Kathy would be like, yeah, that's good clickbait. Put that in there.
When? Okay. Name a time. The only time we've ever clickbaited a title was when we said, Kathleen picks up a guy at the club. And I just spoke to a guy at the club. So I didn't pick him up. But aside from that, what?
Our unhinged stories weren't ours. That's kind of clickbait.
I mean, okay.
Do we secretly hate each other?
Those were
Do
literally like
Do we secretly
like the
hate
comments.
Each other is clickbait.
Okay, fine. Well, no, it isn't because we addressed it that we didn't.
That's true. That's true.
That's not clickbait.
What else? No, our friendship did change forever in Nashville. That's not clickbait.
Come on.
Kathleen's moving like to Georgia is like kind of clickbait.
Oh.
But okay, I put a question mark. It was like, is Kathleen moving to Georgia? I was asking a question.
That's not clickbait.
Our terrifying New Year's. Yeah, kind of clickbait.
We almost died.
I'm so fucking dead. The fucking title is We Almost Got Kidnapped on New Year's Eve.
We almost did.
That's insane. Even people in our real life called out the divorce episode.
And I addressed it I addressed my divorce in the episode.
Because it says Kathleen finally addresses her divorce. And you're just like, listen, we grew apart. Case to rest, bro. People are like, God damn it. That's not enough.
But that's still not clickbait. I'm sorry.
All I will say is that we're really just trying to grow the Janky podcast. We just want people to click. Come on. It's a good time here. We just want to say, come, watch us, you know?
And hello, like Jesse, you are finally moving.
I am moving. Like genuinely, that was 0% clickbait. It's not my fault that you guys assumed it was to Miami. First of all, if it was to Miami, Kathleen's reaction wouldn't have been just her going, like this, like she would have been taking a tit out.
I would have been like screaming, and then we would have put it in block letters. Jesse comes to Miami. Yes, huge trust.
100%.
Once Jesse's living in her mansion for like 2 years, and then sells it and comes to Miami, we will write that really, really
right, big on the right, paper. Exactly.
Yeah.
Another one is Katie Little, who says, "Not your death row meals dying before you."
I know. I love that comment.
That is so unfortunate. Literally, what are the chances both of our death row meals died? Also, Jenny Nicole. Remember the one that actually left the comment about Fujia?
No, yeah, that she's like, you said my name wrong. It's not Jenny Nicole or whatever, or like Jen.
Kathleen was so scared, by the way, guys. Like, genuinely, she wanted me to cut out the Bahama Breeze theft. Like, with everything in her. She's like, Jesse,
I actually did.
I
wanted her to cut it out.
And then I just didn't cut it out. And so when she was looking at the final
episode. Because she doesn't listen to me and she doesn't love me. And she will keep thingsing.
Oh my God.
That's the power. The power of the editor.
Kathleen,
you see what happens when you have all the power.
Everybody just started confessing the fact that they steal from restaurants. Okay, that's
to be fair, everybody confessing that they steal, they're all Hispanic, they're all Latino. I can't, like, you know,
what are you trying to say?
Like, we're restaurant kleptos. Hispanics. We are. My mom has an Outback knife in her kitchen. She does.
An Outback knife. I'm more of a Longhorn knife gal. But yeah, no, that makes sense.
But to be fair, I would never do that. I am not a restaurant klepto. And I would never do that to a small business ever in a million years.
No, of course not. But that's what I was saying. I'm like, fucking Bahama Breeze is closing. Like, it's fine. Nobody's going to care.
It's fine. Speaking of small business.
What?
We won't get into it just yet till the end. We'll save that topic till the end. But boy, do we have a topic to rant about.
Oh, yeah, guys. Welcome to DWJK, where we like to rehash internet drama. Normally, we never do this. Obviously, I have my show, Do We Know Them, where we cover internet drama. And so here, we like to stay away from reacting and we just want to like have a good time. But when it enters our sphere, we're going to go there. Oh, we're absolutely going to go there.
Oh, we're going to go there.
And we've got lots of thoughts, so we will get to that.
When it involves our inner circle, we turn into Dewey J.
You're not going to come for our wholesaler. You're certainly not. Not in this neck of the woods. Serena Crafts says, does Kathleen like George's Wine Bar because it reminds her of George Lima?
Oh my God. I'm literally like, I hate all of you. I hate every single one of you. That is not even how you spell George. George's name is Jorge.
Yeah, get with it. Come on.
No, you know that There were people, okay, somebody told me on my live stream, I was like, you know, as I do, trying to save Light Slacker and all, Operation Light Slacker, and I'm working really hard on TikTok Shop Live, trying to sell my polishes and my nail treatments. And somebody commented, okay, and was like, oh my God, Kathleen, did you see that on your Patreon? Somebody found George Lima's Instagram. And I ran to the Patreon because you guys are stalkers
guys,
and crazy.
Guys, you can't do
I
that.
I ran.
Party foul.
And
party
I couldn't
foul.
Find it. Like, somebody was kidding. Like, they were kidding.
Oh, that didn't actually okay. happen. Oh my God. Thank God. Because, like, that would be so crazy.
That would be so crazy.
Okay, I found Jenny Nicole's comment. It says, oh my God, Jen Nicole. Sorry. It says, LMAO, I'm so sorry that my comment about the volcano rule sounded harsh, Jesse. Also, it's Jen Nicole. I died when I heard Jenny Nicole. You know what's ironic about this, Jen? Is that you spell Jesse with an I-E. And that's not how I spell my name. It's just with an I. I see so many people make that mistake. I'll let it slide this time. But you're on thin ice with me, honey.
That is literally the funniest shit ever. Because, like, what determines that?
Oh, my God.
Your name is Jessica. Anybody who shortens it would do Jesse with an E at the end. That's kind of, like,
right,
how you do it.
Right, right. And then somebody commented, your comment was so funny. I didn't read it that way at all. LOL, Jessie and her feels a bit. Me? Me and my feels? No. 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 And then she says, their tone definitely made me sound like a bitch. And that's why tone is so interesting on the internet. Like, it really could go, you know, either way.
That is so funny. Dude, I have a list of things that I want to talk about, like, on every episode on like, my notepad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a little bullet point here that I've been trying to do. I've been trying to do this joke for a really long time, but I haven't, I haven't been able to do the research for it. So I'm just going to ask you a question. What is your first boyfriend's last name? Daniel what?
Mm-hmm. Auger.
Okay, let's get right
there. Wait, why?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. That's it?
I'm going to say a joke at the end of the episode.
Oh my God. What a fucking buildup. Are you kidding? Wow, boo. Whatever joke it is, it's not going to be worth it because you took too long to say it. And you had to like preface and like ask me something. No, this joke sucks. Like no matter which way you slice it. If I laugh, it'll be a miracle.
No, it's like not even going to be even remotely funny now because I asked you for his last name. But anyway, I didn't want to do my own research. But anyway, what were we saying? Go ahead.
Well, I wasn't saying anything. You completely just like mind boggled me with that. Actually, so anyway, do we want to move on to our DWJK segment?
I do, but since that is the hottest topic, I think that it should be like the meat and potatoes of today's episode and we should leave it like for the end. I have two things I want to address before we go into that.
Okay.
There's one thing I want to address, one thing I want to blow your mind about.
Okay, well, go on then. I'm waiting.
The first thing I want to address is, first of all, I want to show you guys what I have Jesse. There should be a picture on the screen right now. What I have Jesse saved under in my phone. Okay. It's a cute little name, Jesse with the little beers. And then I have a picture that we took like in 2013 together. Because this is like how friends, whatever. Jesse. Let's show everybody what you have me under
okay.
on your phone.
This is ridiculous.
She sent a screenshot the other day of like text messages and I'm like, wow, Kathleen Fuentes. No emoji, no picture, no nothing.
I like she to say people's first and last name.
Yeah, like who? Yeah, freaking informal friends. Kathleen Fuentes.
I was like,
wow.
It.
Ni una
Come
foto,
on.
Ni
I'll
un emoji.
It.
Yo tengo beers, una foto. Wow.
I will change
Jessica
it.
Vasquez. I'm going to change yours to Jessica Vasquez.
No. Well, okay. So my mom is kind of paranoid and she always instilled in me that like, if anybody gets your phone and they're trying to like fuck with your life or whatever, they're going to go for whoever you have like a nickname. You know what I mean? Like mom, dad.
You literally made this up right now.
Oh my God. How would
you
I make
made
that up
that
right
up
now?
Right now. Like,
bro,
you just made
Abby
that up.
Is her first and last name. And yes, she does have a picture. So I will add a picture for you.
And an emoji, I bet.
No emoji for her.
Oh, mine is just like a picture of a K and an F.
Yeah, I'm changing it right now. Okay, what was your next thing?
Well, does it matter? Like,
the fuck is wrong with you?
Does it count? Does the picture count anymore?
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Factor.
I actually love Factor. We've talked about Factor many times on our channel. I used to use other meal services where you had to cook them and then eat them. And honestly, that was taking up so much of my time. Factor has ready-to-eat meals. All you have to do is pop them in the microwave. And honestly, guys, they have been a lifesaver for me. They're fully prepared, fully prepped. They are seasoned really deliciously, I might add. And they're crafted by chefs. Put it in the microwave literally 2 minutes and you're done.
Yeah, they're also designed by dietitians as well. So they're really well-balanced and they have a lot of different customizations depending on your diet, which I really appreciate. But everything from Factor has quality functional ingredients, including lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole food ingredients, and healthy fats. But that doesn't mean that they're boring, yucky meals. They are delicious. Like Kathleen said, they're very well seasoned. They have sauces with a lot of them, and their sauces always slap. And they have 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and exciting. And it's always fresh, never frozen, with, again, no prep, no stress, no mess in your kitchen. I mean, you really can't beat it.
So if you guys want to try out Factor for yourself, just head on over to factormeals.com/jkpod50off and use code jkpod50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for an entire year.
Yeah, this offer is only valid for new Factor customers with the code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. And thank you so much to Factor for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Should I put your Her is Ariel picture?
Well, I don't know if it's a pity picture now. So anyway, I just wanted to address that.
Well, thank you for addressing that. You know, you could have just told me like, hey, want to put a picture for us?
I wanted to address it right here in front of everybody. Also, guys, I'm totally kidding.
What about this picture? Yeah, this one will do. Yeah, we'll definitely. I'm going to choose this one.
I stabbed you and then you changed my name to Kathleen Fuentes and took off my picture.
I like that theory.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to tell you about, look at how crazy. I was doing my nails the other day and Gabby was telling me, Gabby who does my nails, Baluha Art on Instagram, she's awesome if you need a nail artist in Miami. Bro, she was telling me that her little niece, there's this app, which she doesn't know the name of this app, but like kids will go on it and they will get paid to like sing. They get paid in Roblox. Roblox?
Robux. Like Robux. No L.
Oh. They get paid in Robux. Like, she's like, bro, the other day, like, I was there with my niece, and they'll be like, the kids, they're like all random little kids, and the kids will come in, like, sing Katy Perry Firework. And then they'll just send in a video that they're like, I'm a firework. And then kids send them Robux. And these kids are sending thousands of dollars on Robux. Like, her niece made, like, so much Robux money just singing random karaoke songs on this app.
This is really nefarious.
I know.
I feel like this is like predatory in some weird way.
I that's what I told her. I'm like, Gabby, these kids are gambling on it. She's like, whoa, they're not gambling. I'm like, okay, but like, what are they doing sending this Robux money for these kids to sing? Like, there's something weird going on.
Okay, first of all, there is like a well-known like PDF file situation with Roblox. Like, there's a bunch of, yes, they are like coaxing kids and like meeting kids. Okay, so here's the thing, like, Noah plays Roblox, right? The thing with his Roblox is, number one, like, obviously, he's not chatting with anyone. Like, he's mostly nonverbal. He wouldn't type to someone and, like, read it and things like that. But either way, we still make him do it, like, offline. Like, there's a way to do, not offline. I don't know how to, like, you disconnect from, like, being able to play with other people. You just, like, do it by yourself. Because, bro, the amount of shit on Roblox is concerning, for sure. So that gives the vibes that, like, adults are buying, like, children videos.
I said I was asking Gabby, I'm like, wait, so where are these kids getting this money for these Robux, unless they're like little rich kids with their mommy and daddy's like money? Like, this just seems very weird.
Yeah,
like, no, yeah, they're kids like telling other kids to
sure
sing,
and yeah,
like,
kids telling other kids, yeah, it's definitely adults
weird, but yeah, that's, I just, weird,
watch your kids,
that shit blew my mind,
literally.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
If you hear your kids singing karaoke and all of a sudden they got a lot of Robux, something's going on.
We think we know what's happening. Yeah, you heard it first. Yeah, here on the JK podcast. Okay, shall we get to our rant of the day?
Here we go.
Okay, so how do you want to preface this? Like, this is a kind of a bizarre situation, I'm not gonna lie. And I fear...
This is a bizarre situation. Well, first I want to say, this is about a situation with Alamar Cosmetics, the owner of Alamar Cosmetics, my friend Gabby, who, by the way, I went to high school with Gabby. I've known her for many, many, many moons. She's a dear friend of mine. And she owns a beauty brand, and it's called Alamar Cosmetics. And when I tell you, I swear, I'm not just saying this, she is the hardest working CEO, founder, ever. She does everything herself. She has a team of like 2 people on Alamar Cosmetics. I am not kidding.
Yeah.
And she busts her ass every single day to provide for her family. She packs everything herself. She does she's a one woman show. Okay. I need to preface by saying that because her little like Givenchy shit that lady said like really pissed me off, like when it comes to that stuff. So yeah, Gabby works very, very hard. And I've been to events with Gabby and I've seen her meeting influencers and meeting other brands. And Gabby has always been super amable, super nice, even like more than me. She's so professional and she knows how to like really present herself and the brand. And she's so respectful. I'm like an awkward little idiot. And like, you know, she's great. She's really, really great. So honestly, when I first saw this lady's video, I was in shock. There is this woman by the name of Dance Like Andrea or something.
Yeah, but her name is Andrea.
Okay, Andrea. Dance Like Andrea is like her Instagram name. At first, Jesse was under the impression that she bought her 400,000 subscribers on, or her followers on Instagram. But I don't know if she did, because She just recently hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube. So we're talking about a pretty big creator. YouTube sent her a plaque and everything. And I don't think
I was confused by her poor engagement on Instagram. That's what I was.
Right. But like YouTube wouldn't send a plaque to somebody.
No, I'm not saying all of her following is fake. It just was like confusing because some of her posts legitimately have like 5 comments on it. And she has hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers. And that level of engagement is usually a red flag to me. But maybe she didn't. Right. And honestly, it's not entirely relevant.
You're right. It is.
Either.
No, it's not. It's not. I just think it is kind of funny. Like if she did buy her followers, it's like, right. Well, that kind of checks out, honestly.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and show you. This video is in Spanish. We will have subtitles, but we will kind of like talk about what she says.
Yeah, we're definitely going to help you guys if you don't speak Spanish to understand. Again, yes, the subtitles in English are going to be on the screen, but we're basically going to be addressing her exact claims here. So we're going to be also translating after the fact as well. So don't be, you know, scared by the fact that this is in a language that you may not understand, okay? Just like the Bad Bunny Super Bowl, we're all going to make it through and it's going to be a great time. Okay, so what I first have here is actually her first videos that I thought were videos she posted like as reels, but no, it was her story. It was her Instagram stories. That's how this all started. So we're just gonna watch through those. Literally 11 minutes worth of stories, okay? Like, it's crazy.
No mames. Me acaba de pasar lo peor que le puede pasar a una chica, una mujer, cuando está arreglándose. Y voy camino a un evento, güey. Contexto. Literal, estoy por salir, estaba terminando de maquillarme, güey. Me iba a poner un rubor nuevo, nuevo. Y voy a decir la marca, cabrón, porque qué pedo.
Okay, there's a lot of slang that I don't understand. What is qué pedo? What is that?
I don't know the slang.
Or something? Like, don't fuck around with me?
Or like, I feel like, or like, qué pena? Like, I'm going to say the brand because qué pena, or like, or I'm pissed.
No, I literally think it's like, no jodes. Like, I don't know. Like, don't fuck with me. Like, the, or I don't know. Like,
got you.
Like, what are you kidding type of vibe? That's what I'm gathering, but it may not be. But on screen, it says, qué pedo, Alamar Cosmetics with 4 question marks. So she's basically being like, what's up, Alamar? Okay.
Yeah.
And then she shows the Alamar Colorete blush.
Mind you, she just said, the worst thing that could ever, ever, ever happen to anybody in the history of the
world.
Mind you, ready.
The world's on fire. Literally.
The
worst thing that could happen to a girl when she's getting ready is what she's about to describe. Not like you die or something like that. Like, genuinely, I'm like, wouldn't the worst thing happening when you're getting ready, like, is a heart attack or something? Like, you know what I mean?
Or like, if I'm getting ready and then I suddenly feel like a hand over my mouth and I'm getting kidnapped. Yeah. I think that while I'm getting
that
ready
is such a you scenario to bring to the table. But yes, queen, I agree.
Nuevo rubor de Alamar Cosmetics. Estaba intentando sacar el rubor y me explotó todo por atrás, güey. Alamar, dame una explicación. Me tienes todo el outfit arruinado. ¡Es un outfit nuevo! Estos tenis, que también están manchados, son unos Naked Wolf de más de $600. Arruinados. No, todo aquí está arruinado.
Okay. So what she's saying is that her outfit is brand new and her shoes that are brand new as well, $600. Naked
Wolf? $600.
What the fuck is Naked Wolf? I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
She says it's ruined.
Some ugly ass sneakers. Literally, I'm sorry.
I know. No, God bless the whole outfit. I'm like, did Alamad ruin it? Or, you know, let's look at the bright side. Did they save you? You know? Let's talk about it. Okay, I'm being kind of a bitch because no, this genuinely is,
I'm just
it genuinely is bothering me. Okay, it genuinely is bothering me that she is talking like, first of all, like if Gabby came to her home and squirted blush right on her fucking outfit. Okay, that's what she's number one talking about. Then she shows the Colorete blush, which, by the way, I have every single color and I have used for years. And she is showing that it exploded from the top. Now, if you're wondering, how could that happen? Very simple. When you get the Colorete blushes, which by the way, I didn't need a personalized tutorial from Gabby. Actually, when I opened the package, I knew, like, common sense taught me how it works. But okay, not everybody, you know, common sense is not so common.
You'll see that she starts going on a rant, like, we'll get to it, about how the packaging only says shake me and squeeze me.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's what the packaging says. But big letters on the tip of the packaging, it says on and off.
Yeah.
So like, to me, it's kind of like a power button, guys. When you see, like, you gotta turn it on to use it and then you turn it off to close it. It's like a cap.
It's got like this slight twist, which, by the way, I have before. Like, I'll squeeze it a little bit to see like if it's on or off. Sometimes I don't always look at it. And then it's like very easy to understand, like, oh, it's not coming out. I need to turn it so that it comes out.
She's basically trying to squeeze the shit out of a product with a cap still on, basically. Exactly. You just turn it on and off. Like, that's what she's doing.
And there's nowhere for the product to go. So it exploded on her because just like a pimple, if you fucking squeeze and squeeze and squeeze, it's going to pop. So this to me personally, and I listen, Gabby has been a class act in addressing this, but you know, we're not Gabby. We yeah, definitely Gabby have some was feelings
like,
oh, about
you
this.
Know, like, it's my fault. I should have taught her exactly how to use it. That is like, you know, like as an owner, I should have taught her. And absolutely, I think Gabby was being very respectful.
Yeah, with the because way every product should come with a tutorial on how to use it. No, she's an angel. She's an angel for like taking accountability where I don't even think she should have, to be honest.
Yeah, the thing is, as an outsider looking in, I have my Charlotte Tilbury blushes have the exact same packaging.
Yep.
I have Patrick Taught, like certain things have the exact same packaging.
Because it's
like
liquid, so if you don't have the locking mechanism, then it's going to leak. And that is like pretty common sense when you're opening a product like that.
And also, you don't think like if you continue, regardless of something getting jammed, let's say the thing with the on and off was getting jammed, you don't think you're like squeezing the fuck out of something that's not gonna pop?
No, literally, she had to have been squeezing it super hard for it to pop in the other direction. And then for her to, after it got popped, still not understand, like, oh my god, like that was my fuck up, is insane. But then what's even more insane is she's gonna go on for a very long time accusing Alamad of being at fault for this, demanding that they replace her outfit and a bunch of other crazy shit. So that's why we're here today, is because this is not okay to do to any business. Honestly, I would think, like, even if she did it to Charlotte Tilbury, it's like, bitch, this is user error, okay? This is not, like, on the brand.
But let alone a small fucking business that is literally ran by one person and her husband and a tiny team and busting her ass to try to make ends meet for her family.
It's not right.
It's not right.
No voy a llegar al evento.
Oh, no.
Me estás arruinando un outfit nuevo. Wey, ¿qué es esto?
Ooh.
No mames. No vayan a comprar por nada del mundo este rubor, wey. No mames. Y la neta les voy a decir algo. Una vez en un evento de cosméticos latinos conocí a la dueña en persona. Fue súper grosera, güey. No me quería ni dar la pinche foto. Me hacía la cara así. Y yo no había querido hablar del tema porque dije, güey.
Okay, so now she's accusing Gabby of being a bitch in person. She says she met Gabby at an event for like Latina business owners, whatever. And that she goes on to say that Gabby's essentially the only person that was rude to her. Didn't want to hug her. Didn't want to take a picture with her. Then she proceeds to show pictures with Gabby. But, you know, whatever. Sure. No,
it's funny. It's because she's like, in one part, she's like, I'm going to show you proof that she completely ignored me and didn't talk to me.
She's like, picture of Gabby like candid like in the background trying to just like navigate the
what
experience. It's very, very bizarre. And also, like, I'm sorry, her energy gives me anxiety. And usually that's how I can tell someone is not a good apple, because genuinely, like, first of all, why are we screaming? Why are we handling this situation this way? It's not, no way she went about this was the right way.
Listen, I have been in situations where like somebody will get a nail polish, let's say it breaks on them, something happens, and they'll just email customer service like, hey, this is really unfortunate, like whatever. Even cases of somebody needing the polish for an event the next day or something. Yep. And we're like, oh my God, we're so sorry. We'll send you a new one, whatever. They're not going to go on the internet and be like, like, and like rip an asshole. Like, that happens sometimes. Shit happens.
And this is not just like an average consumer. This is somebody with a following. And she is literally saying, do not buy this for nothing in the world. That is exactly her translation. For nothing in the world should you guys buy this blush. First of all, that blush is great. Genuinely, I love her Colorete Serum blushes. Like, they're very, very good, easily blendable. The pigment's perfect. What the fuck? Like, so why would you direct people not to buy something because you didn't know how to use it?
Exactly.
Latina, vamos a apoyarnos entre latinas. No hay pedo. Ustedes saben que a mí no me gusta hacer drama, cabrón.
Oh, really?
Pero no es posible que un crimen nuevo, güey. Es por eso que yo prefiero comprar marcas como Giorgio Armani, YSL, aunque cuesten caras, cabrón. Miren, Giorgio Armani, Dior, Estée Lauder, porque no pasan estas cosas.
That is insane.
This part pissed me fuck off. Like, Gabby addressed this in her response video, and it's very true. Like, all these fucking brands you're talking about, they're made in the same types of labs, the same manufacturers that Alamar Cosmetics is made in. Okay, so first of all, the formula's nearly identical. So let's start there. The difference is that we're talking about giant companies, million-dollar corporations, okay? And then we're talking about small businesses. And like, as a Latina, okay, even if you did have this experience, like, I would have just gone and tried to DM them and talk to them personally. Then going to the internet internet and shitting on a small business, like a Hispanic-owned small business, like, you know you're part of the community. Like, you don't think that's so fucked
up? But also, you're comparing two completely different formulas. They're in different bottles. They don't have the same, like, if she would have said, like, Charlotte Tilbury, this has the same packaging and this has never happened to me, or you know what I mean? Like, something comparable. She's not even comparing it to something that makes sense. But also, like, for you to be, like, in the state of the world, like, genuinely, it's fucking insane to get on the internet, talk about all this expensive stuff and Dior and all of this, and this is what you should get because that's the quality. Like, how out of touch are you? Genuinely, what the fuck?
Girl, people can't even buy dinner. People can't even pay their rent. What
and
do
like,
you mean?
My this is what you need to buy from Givenchy. Hideous shoes are ruined. It's like, well, tough titty. Like, I'm sure you'll be fine. And also, another dog like ruined. Give me a fucking break. Like, did you even try to clean it?
No. She even says at one point here that she spent 4 hours cleaning the makeup off her desk. Girl,
was she cleaning like a literal sloth? Like, what? What are you talking about? She wiped like one
just
centimeter.
Wipe it down, an mama. Hour. You just like, what? Wipe it down.
I have spilled crazy amounts of makeup in my day. Okay, genuinely, I have had like very big, large messes. I've even splattered stuff, foundation everywhere on my clothes. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, she's like, I'm missing the event. I'm like, just go. Like, is somebody there at your house with a gun?
No, change your outfit and wear something else.
No, that was the only outfit she had. She literally is just like, your makeup's half done. You could have just gone. The drama is too much. She's like, I had to stay home to spend 4 hours cleaning. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not very good at math, but couldn't you have just cleaned when you got home? What's the difference?
No, actually.
Tienen sudando del coraje. Tengo todo, no sé si alcanzan a ver, todo manchado. Ahora tengo que limpiar todo este desvergue. Que obvio.
O sea, oh my God, not the dot.
Me salpicó todo.
Oh no.
Hasta acá, hasta el
piso. It's a crime
scene.
Well, good thing you have tile.
No, güey, nunca me había hecho encabronar tanto una marca, güey. Nunca me había hecho tanto encabronar un producto. Güey, ahora tengo que hablar. No mames, hasta allá me salpicó. Güey, no mames. No sé qué hacer. Güey, no sé qué hacer. Voy a tener que meter a lavar esta ropa de inmediato.
I'm sorry, this is literally,
oh God,
and I'm not even trying to be
ridiculous.
Funny. This is giving Amelie. When she like gets something dirty on her outfit, she's like, change me. I'm like, okay, the clothes are right there. Like, this is giving 4-year-old fucking meltdown. What are you doing?
No, it's so dramatic, bro.
But then it's like, is she being dramatic for like the story of it all kind of vibes? Because she's like, oh, you know, I don't like drama, but this is very much giving like me when I used to do story times, you're finding tits on an ant. Like, I don't get it.
No, something tells me she's dramatic like this. Something
yeah, like this is just her.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicas, denme un consejo. ¿Con qué quito maquillaje de mi ropa? No mames mis tenis. No, güey. No, a la mar. Me debes un outfit completo.
Shut up.
Unos tenis Naked Wolf que de seguro ya están descontinuados porque están...
I'm so dead. Not her pulling out the platform, whatever. The sketch of 3000s. I'm like, what is that? What are those? Like, I can't. I'm sorry. This is like comical.
Lo que se pudo haber perjudicado aquí en mi mesa. No mames, güey.
It's like she's just sitting there, like ruminating in it. Like,
manchada de pintura. Cabrón, no mames.
Okay, yeah.
Güey, ¿qué hago?
What do I do?
Estoy en shock, güey. No mames. No mames!
Oh my God. What are you talking about? You have to be shitting me.
No,
she kept working herself up on that one until it just climaxed. Like, that's crazy.
Y que pensé que ya había limpiado el piso. No me jodan, cabrón.
Not the three dots.
No me jodan.
My bad.
Toda la pared está salpicada de su pinche pintura.
Toda.
No, güey, les voy a cobrar hasta la pinche limpieza del departamento que me cobran $200 por limpiar, güey.
Bro,
how are you gonna even, like, even if she's joking, what do you mean you're gonna, for the three dots on the wall, charge Alamar for your cleaning bill, for your cleaner?
I'm sorry, this just shows that she has no fucking, she's an asshole.
No, literally.
She's an asshole because
literally.
You know that things like this happen and it's not her fault. Like, no. It's not the brand, like, the brand owner didn't literally pop the shit on your face.
No,
like,
she literally,
you know,
thinks, like, Gabby's at home like, like, whoever opens my colorete
so
blushes are fucked.
Up.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Guys, like, for example, I have like RMS Beauty. They have these foiled eyeshadows that come in these like little vintage toothpaste looking packaging, you know, like one of those like metal ones, and I was accidentally squeezing it too hard and it popped all over me one time.
Oh, you should have made a video.
Yeah, I should have gone online and been like, RMS Beauty, the owner,
no
better
mames,
give me a brand
no
new
mames,
face.
No mames. I'm like, girl, I mean, like,
no
genuinely
mames.
First of all, why do we have the antlers? And second of all, why are you getting so worked up? Again, it's not to not be like, damn, like, shit, I fucked up, like, I didn't, I,
no,
that was
it's super
something
annoying.
Happened there.
It's super annoying. I'm like, you're like, fuck, you know?
But then
But like,
you just move on. You just move on from that, honey. First of all, you got tile. Win there. You know, the floor you don't have to worry about. I have so much makeup on my floor that when we move, I have to get it professionally cleaned because we have carpet up here. And it's like, you know, shit happens. Makeup's messy. But like, what is this response? Like, I've been dramatic as fuck in my day. I sure have. And I don't think I've ever even reached a fraction of this level of drama. Like, it's just
no,
so
this
intense.
Is crazy. And this is, I'm not gonna lie, this is crazy.
No mames lo emperrada que estoy, güey. No mames lo emperrada que estoy. Me tiene todo manchado, güey.
I'm so dead.
Me arruinó maquillajes, me arruinó ropa, me arruinó zapatos. Güey, no mames. ¿Qué harías en mi lugar? Estoy que los demando.
Oh my God. She might. She might have one of the most annoying voices I've ever heard in my life.
No.
She's giving pterodactyl. I can't.
4 horas me tomó limpiar lo manchado. Y eso que me ayudó mi esposo. Y tengo la ropa todavía remojando.
Oh, wait, wait. We have to actually pause because this is after Gabby's response. Which, should we play Gabby's response?
Yes.
That's how we do it on Do We Know Them.
Oh, then yeah, let's do that. Let's do it how we do it.
You got to show all angles.
Do
you
we
know
JK?
What I'm saying? Do we JK?
JK know them.
JK know them.
My thing is, bro, Stephanie Parkaway Travel, as you guys know her, she was like, I'm going to do a Mythbusters and I am going to grab an Alamar
brush.
I'm so
dead and pop try to pop it.
She's like, I'm going to see if it takes me 4 hours to clean it. She's like, something tells me it's going to take me 4 minutes.
No, she's a slow cleaner. First of all, to be fair, she was probably just like standing there and saying no mames for like 3 of those hours. So, you know, takes her a while.
Very true. She was saying no mames while her husband was cleaning.
Exactly.
Me tienes todo el outfit arruinado. Es un outfit nuevo. Estos tenis, que también están manchados, son unos Naked Wolf de más de $600. Arruinados. No todo aquí está arruinado.
Primeramente, Andrea, I am so sorry que tu reward se explotó así cuando tenías un evento que atender y completamente te arruinó tus planes. I am so, so sorry. Es culpa mía por no haber explicado bien cómo usar el producto.
No.
So aquí está nuestro rubor líquido, our liquid blush concentrate. Y cuando abres el producto, vas a ver que tiene un feature que dice on and off. So cuando está on, eso ayuda que el producto fluye para abajo.
I'm so dead, because like, really, it's just like, so if you can fucking read, like in my eyes... Obviously, she's not saying that at all. Like, she's genuinely being so sweet. But, like, to me, I'm like, yeah, bitch. Like, if you would maybe need glasses, maybe you need to go to VisionWorks.
Yeah.
The tip. Y así puedes apretarlo y sale el producto por ahí y lo puedes usar. Now, si lo pones en off, tú puedes apretar, 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 apretar y nunca va a salir nada. Al contrario, la presión se va a explotar por cualquier parte que pueda porque la presión tiene que como relieve itself. Mm-hmm. Fue el problema, Andrea, and I'm so, so, so sorry. De verdad que lo siento mucho que eso te habrá pasado y que estabas tan enojada, tan brava que hiciste ese video. De verdad que lo siento mucho, mucho. Nunca tenía que haber pasado así. Esa información está en mi website, pero claro, tú compraste ese producto, creo que te lo regalaron o no sé cómo en ese evento que hablaste después. So, no tenías la información correcta en cómo usar el producto y por eso pasó eso.
Pues en un evento de cosméticos latinos, conocí a la dueña en persona. Fue súper grosera, güey. No me quería ni dar la pinche foto. Me hacía la cara así y yo no había querido hablar.
Maybe she registered your stank ass energy, girl. I don't know what else to fucking tell you because every single time that I've, even like before when I didn't really know Gabby and like, I've seen her in so many different scenarios with so many different people. She just doesn't treat people that way. Maybe I'll give it to her, like, at the most, maybe she was, like, doing a lot of things and, like, didn't have time to suck your asshole. But, like, other than that, I can't see her being mean.
I have a feeling that this influencer woman, like, really does expect, because it happens a lot, guys. I see it all the time. These influencers think that these brands and these people, like, owe them everything.
Yeah, they need to pop their pussy for
them. They need to lick the inside of their assholes. Like, guys, these brands don't owe these influencers shit. Like, I get it. Yes, a lot of these influencers put a lot of these brands on the map. And like, you know, it's good to be, you know, kind or whatever. But I guess you expected Gabby to just like be on top of her, on her ass the entire time. And when she wasn't, because she was working an event, trying to promote her brand and do her thing and see multiple people, not just you. She didn't like that.
Yeah, no. You can't do that to Miss Andrea.
Es una mujer latina. Vamos a apoyarnos entre latinas.
De verdad que esta parte me sorprendió demasiado, Andrea, porque yo me acuerdo haberte conocido en el evento, todo fue bien, yo estaba trabajando detrás del booth como era mi pop-up, yo estaba vendiendo mis productos, estaba conociendo muchas personas a la vez, pero te lo juro que en mi mente nuestra experiencia no fue bien. Hablamos de TikTok Shop Live, me dijiste que te gustaría trabajar juntos en el futuro, si yo te quería mandar productos, like, fue totally cool. So, I'm so sorry, like, sinceramente, a lo mejor yo dije algo... Or mi energía te pareció de alguna manera. Truly, I am so sorry. Yo nunca quiero que nadie tenga una mal experiencia conmigo, se sienta que lo traté mal. Nunca, nunca, nunca esa es mi intención, especialmente cuando estoy en un evento promoviendo mi marca de maquillaje.
Es por eso que yo prefiero comprar marcas como Giorgio Armani, YSL, aunque cuesten caras, cabrón. Miren, Giorgio Armani.
Yo no estoy de acuerdo contigo porque yeah, no. Creo que es justo decir que no se debe comprar de marcas pequeñas porque tuviste una experiencia mala con un producto. Al contrario, te digo, este producto que no pudiste usar desafortunadamente está hecho en Italia, en los mismos manufacturers que hacen todos esos productos que tocabas de mencionar. Lo puedes buscar por tú misma. Es un producto de alta calidad con ácido hialurónico. Es un serum, so es skincare.
Damn, she knows Spanish real good.
Es extremadamente pigmented.
You better go, girl. If it was us addressing this, we'd be like, por favor, señora, lo siento, genuinely. And she's,
no, I love it. Us, be like, oh, sorry, Andrea.
Listen, Andrea, Andrea. You said my mistake, honestly.
My point.
Reviews pueden ver que mis clientes le encanta este producto. Pero desafortunadamente Andrea no pudo probar lo bueno que es el producto. Mandé un mensaje personal a Andrea y le dejé un comentario en su Instagram diciéndole que le había mandado un DM por si acaso no lo había visto. Ella todavía no me ha contestado. Hopefully podemos just move on from this.
Oh, nene, honey, nene. Andrea said, oh, move
Andrea
on.
Andrea said, we are not moving on. Before we continue, we want to thank our next sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Most traditional big wireless carriers love your money. They love to take it right from you. So if you're somebody that likes to keep your money and you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and quote unquote free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 might be the right fit for you.
Plus, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Yeah, Mint Mobile makes it super easy for you to switch over because you could bring your own phone and number and activate it with an eSIM within minutes. And there are no long-term contracts, which is my favorite part.
And it's awesome because you can get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month.
Yeah, and I've said it before, my big brother uses Mint Mobile and is always bragging about the fact that he has better service than everyone and pays far less. And you know what? He's right. But unfortunately, so much of our family is stuck in long-term contracts that we didn't really know how binding it was at the time of signing. And that's quite unfortunate. I'm not gonna lie.
So if you guys want to be like Jesse's older brother and switch over to Mint Mobile, you can shop plans at mintmobile.com/jkpod. That's mintmobile.com/jkpod.
An upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 GB plan is required, which is an equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options are available. Taxes and fees are extra. See Mint Mobile for details. And thank you so much to Mint Mobile for being an amazing sponsor of the JK podcast. So now we're going to jump back to Andrea's response because this is after Gabby's response, which honestly, like even in her caption, Gabby's caption, she says, "The situation is extremely unfortunate. I really wish we could have come to an understanding before bringing it online, but I completely understand the frustration and anger she was feeling in that moment. Because Andrea spoke about my product and my character so negatively, so publicly, I felt like I also needed to respond to it publicly. I messaged you already," and she tags Andrea, "but I just want to reiterate that I'm truly sorry you had a negative experience with my product. I really hope we can move on from this and be cool in the future." Okay. And now Andrea comes online, back online. She said, "Back for round two." And then she comes back for round three and four, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Cosas manchadas de por vida. Una mochila que me mandó una marca. Una cosa para hacer abdominales. En fin, un montón de cosas. Espero, no sé ni qué va a pasar con
What are you going to do with your abdominal machine that has a dot of blush on it? You can't use it anymore.
For
throw it
the
out.
Most first world problem.
No, literally,
shit I have
literally
ever
in a time where it just feels like you can't come online and complain about shit like this. I'm sorry, but
no,
like
literally
genuinely.
My mom's entire family in Cuba hasn't had light
power
in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And all of their food that's in their fridge has completely gone to shit and they have no idea what they're going to feed their kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's complain about this little fucking dot on your book.
The abdominal machine has a dot of blush. Kathleen, have some fucking empathy. Jesus.
Pero bueno, avancé con otro rubor, obviously, los que nunca me
Congrats.
Fallan, CoverGirl, y también, bueno, en esta ocasión usé uno en polvo de Shiglam, yo casi nunca me maquillo con Shiglam porque me saca acné, pero este rubor
like
no me saca acné
anything.
Y es muy precioso, es muy rosita. Pero combiné
she literally said,
estos
she glam
dos,
gives
y
me
sí,
acne.
Hoy traigo un rubor
It's for
muy
poor
exagerado
bitches.
Porque hoy quería un rubor muy exagerado. Era lo que yo quería. Y como ya me perdí el evento y no hay manera de recuperar eso, vamos a aprovechar para hacer unboxing de cositas. ¿Verdad? Gracias. Irónicamente, al evento que iba
oh my
es
God,
de esta
it's
marca.
Like evil.
First of all, I want to apologize with the brand because they invited me to an event that I couldn't assist today. Because I had an emergency, some makeup exploded, and I really wanted to go to the event.
Girl, Ellis Brooklyn, if you're watching, be careful, because if she drops your perfume on the floor, she's gonna fucking go to town on social
media.
Oh
no, and if she steps on a piece of glass from that, you're donezo. Forget about it. You're going to court,
honey. You're paying for her medical bills.
No, genuinely, like, the way she's talking, I'm sorry, it is nasty. Like, she got so much more nasty even after Gabby's response, which, like, Gabby stood up for herself, but not even a lot. Like, genuinely, she was, like, admitting fault that I don't even believe she needed to admit. I would have sent her to hell and back, but I understand, too, that, like, Gabby cares so much about Alamar, and it means so much to her that, like, if anybody has a problem, even if it's not her fault, she is gonna take ownership, because, like, she just wants her brand to thrive, you know what I mean? And that makes this all so much more evil. So when you, like, compile her little, her aura, her screams, and her ha ha, it's genuinely giving, like, Ursula. Like, it's giving, like, evil villain energy. Now she switches forward a little bit. I think this is, like, a little bit later in the day, and she's directly addressing Gabby.
Oh, wait, before you do that, Jesse, I just want to mention, I don't want to watch it because it's, like, too much, but she starts unboxing a box from Makeup Forever that they sent her. Bro, I'm sorry, this lady just has bad aura, because I just feel like she's such an ungrateful asshole, because she's literally getting a box from Makeup Forever. They sent her a whole thing of lip liners, of all of this stuff, and she gets up and she's like, where's the pink that I love? Where's my favorite pink? They sent me everything except, and she's like bitching that they didn't send her the lip liner. Guy, you just got a whole box of free makeup.
How about you? Oh my god, if I was Makeup Forever, I'd be like, listen, you'll never see me again. Like, genuinely, fuck you. Like, oh, you take what you take. All right? Genuinely, so like, Too Faced always sends me, like, random ass PR, and I'm always grateful. And if I don't use it, I pass it on to somebody who can, because
and, like,
you didn't,
like,
pay for it.
Too Faced, you didn't send me the color that you, like, what?
Where's my favorite one? It's like, they're not just sending it to you. Like, Makeup Forever is not just sending you PR, they're sending thousands of people PR. Get over yourself.
Es necesario seguir hablando del tema, pero viendo que la otra señora hizo hasta un video, pues ahí te va la respuesta.
Hasta. Okay, she's literally, like, acting like Gabby doing a video is, like, wow, like, she went there. Bitch, you did it first.
Yeah, she's like, I can't believe she even made a video. Girl, what do you mean? You were screaming at top of your
lungs. Well, then you're certainly going to be rocked by this episode. Because this became so much bigger because she basically designed it to be that way. Like, if she doesn't like this, like, too bad. Like, you literally asked for this. Okay, welcome to the internet.
Tu caja en ninguna parte dice que tu producto que sigue chorreando, by the way, tu producto.
Yeah, make more of a mess. So it'll take you another 5 hours.
Oh my god, this part pissed me off. She goes, tu producto que sigue chorreando, by the way, as she's holding it upside down.
It's open. Shit out of it, like, so what do you mean it popped open? But also, her saying, your box doesn't have direct... Do you need a post-it note on your forehead? Like, genuinely, I'm sorry, but there are certain things with consumers that it's like, you have to have some sort of common sense, because Gabby has done so many videos with her Colorete blush and she shows how it works. She twists it,
but
it, and then
not
she
only
uses
that,
it.
I'm sure Andrea, kind, beautiful Andrea, has used a Charlotte Tilbury product before. Look, she can clearly do her makeup. She's been in the space. She knows. Bro, come on. You know how to use a makeup product.
But it sigue choreando. What do you want her to do? Oh, it's dripping all over. But she, like, puts it on this outfit and says, like, Gabby needs to pay for that too. I'm like, okay, enough.
Aquí está la caja. Aquí está. En la parte de aquí, cute no box. Dice nada más que tu marca. Acá dice, shake me and squeeze me. I don't see any twist. Shake me and squeeze me.
The fact that she thinks that this, like, ate so severely is really funny to me. She's like, I could win the court case here. I did ignore the on and off button thing, but come on, the box.
Mama, you shake and squeeze when you open the product.
Also, God bless. Who the fuck? I mean, maybe there's some people out there who grabs a brand new product and starts reading everything on the box to learn how to use it. Like, most makeup products are pretty self-explanatory. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like an on and off button. Kind of explanatory.
Yeah, exactly.
I shaked and I squeezed.
Yeah, a little too hard,
honey.
En la
parte de acá, tu página. Y en la parte de acá, los ingredientes. En ninguna parte, dice que you have to twist o quitar un seguro, güey. En ninguna parte.
Nada más que la parte de que dice on and off.
Yeah, no, only that part. But it says on and off. It doesn't say specifically, if you don't do this off, then it's gonna... Yeah, no, she needed the whole thing. She needed the essay. So, like, Gabby, work on that. We need, like, a little tag that you can unroll, like a scroll, that will give you very, very specific instructions so that you don't pop your unit.
Under on and off, Gabby, you have to put on, and then in parentheses, twist. And then off, twist. Yeah. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Again, it is so crazy to me because I'm like, dude, if I had done this because I was trying to figure out how to use it and I didn't figure it out correctly, I would have felt like the biggest dumbass. The fact that she feels so like cemented in herself right now to be like, oh my God, you didn't tell me. I can't fathom this. Like, I would have felt genuinely so stupid.
No, actually.
Respecto a lo que dices, que los productos de marca también fallan, mi corazón, tengo 35 años y tengo desde mis 15 años usando estas marcas y no me han fallado ni una sola vez.
Oh my God, you're showing different packaging.
Espérate. Nunca. Gabby nunca dijo que esos productos también fallan. Yeah, ella nunca dijo eso.
She just said that is not a fair thing to say.
Yeah, they're also made in the same type of it's the same type of formulas, the same type of products, okay? So you're like trying to compare, like if these are so much better, dude, it's the same shit.
It's the just same shit, it's different packaging. That's it. And you didn't know how to use the packaging.
Different brand.
Yeah.
So don't put words in her mouth.
Marcas y no me han fallado. Y a la primera que uso tu producto, a la primera, me explota todo. Mm. Me mancha la pared, me mancha el piso, me arruina un outfit, me arruina zapatos. Y lo único que tú haces es hacer un video para generarte más promoción a ti y como que hacerme quedar mal a mí.
Okay, that's not what she did. She did not make her video to promote herself. She says this multiple times and insinuates that like Gabby used this as like a promotional thing. First of all, wouldn't it be better for her for people to not see her product explode? Like, why would that her look better? And she, again, she admitted fault where she really didn't have to. And people received it so well because they realized that, like, damn, she's really trying to make the best out of it and like, apologize, even though we don't feel like she needs to.
Exactly. But you're also an asshole because...
Let's jump forward to Kathleen calling me and being like, oh, but should we take out a couple of those asshole mentions?
No, I'm not letting
you
take this off.
Okay.
No, I'm not letting you take this out of the thing. You're an asshole because you know damn well that with your following, like this could ruin a brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
This could actually ruin a brand. And so she's not going onto the internet to try to freaking get more promotion. No, first of all, she's apologizing, but also defending her product and her brand because it's all she has. And that's her right.
And you did it first.
What did
like,
you expect
her
to do?
You literally brought something to the internet. She also has a presence and she's also very face forward with her brand. And she has every right to get on the internet and defend it or address this as she sees fit. You are not the fucking dictator of the internet that gets to decide how everybody deals with everything. Andrea.
Exactly.
En lugar de explicar y decir, disculparte y reconocer que tu producto está mal elaborado. Esa es la verdad.
It's not.
Habla con tu laboratorio, habla con quien tengas que hablar.
What is she going to talk to the laboratory about? Like, hey, some people, one of thousands of sales that she's had, can't read. So what are we going to do about that? Like, she doesn't need to talk to her lab about the fact that you did not understand how to use the product.
Also, it's weird that this is what she's saying. Instead of being, this is how you know that. She's a little weird because,
oh, I thought you were going to say she was an asshole again. I'm like, okay, Kathleen, now you're doing it too many times.
How is your argument not like, oh, okay, Gabby, maybe put that you have to twist it on the packaging, right? Like if she's like, oh, okay, fine. You know what? At least I messed up. Maybe put twist it on the packaging. No, she's going off about how the product has a malfunction or like it doesn't work. Like the
product talk to your lab. She's acting like she was just holding it and it exploded on her face like a grenade.
Actually,
and that's not
that's
what
happens.
That's
the thing that gets me, bro.
You were the grenade. You literally popped it yourself with your hands.
Pero el motivo por el que yo hice este video no es para quemarte a ti, es para salvar a otras chicas.
Okay.
Porque yo soy una creadora de contenido honesta. Y así como hablo de lo que recomiendo, también tengo que hablar de las basuras que me llegan.
Okay, first of all, this is what's frustrating. I mean, who better to speak on this than you, truly? Because how many times have you not liked products that were either given to you or that you bought yourself? And how unnecessary still would it be to respond this way?
No, it's ridiculous because, I mean, you can say something and it's all about how you freaking say it.
Yep.
She could have even, if she wanted to take this to the internet and been like, damn, this popped on me or whatever. These theatrics, these dramatics, first of all, it's super rude. It's super disrespectful. Like, ella es mal educada.
Yeah.
Mal educada.
Pues para que no les pase eso a las chavas. ¿Sí me explico?
No.
Por último, probablemente no te acuerdas de cómo me trataste en ese evento, pero yo tengo fotos y videos que demuestran tu actitud.
Hard-hitting evidence.
Fuiste la única grosera que me hizo mala cara, que me barrió.
You know what's funny is that, like, even if I'm explaining how rude someone is, Manny MUA, I cannot imagine speaking, like, the way she speaks, dare I say, is grosera. Like, she has such a nasty energy around her. And even if you're describing how somebody did you dirty because they were rude to you, your energy is stank as fuck. And something tells me that perhaps Gabby was either busy or allergic to your absolute shit aura.
Yeah.
It's genuinely off-putting, like super off-putting. And I just can't imagine getting on the internet and be like, you were disgusting. You were nasty. Like, even the fucking Manny MUA thing, we talked about it. And, like, the way that we're doing it, honestly, it was more of a joke than anything. But, like, I was saying, like, hey, I felt, like, left out. Like, that was kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? To get on there and be like, he's disgusting. He's a nasty human being. He was just with Jeffree Star just looking me up. Crazy. And, like, it's just, it's too much. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
Que ni siquiera me quiso tocar cuando le pedí una foto como si yo estuviera pestosa, hedionda, o yo
maybe
no sé
that was her
pedo.
Discernment.
Había más de 10 marcas ese día. Yo promocioné 9 marcas. La única marca que no promocioné fue la tuya.
Oh, wow.
Porque fuiste muy grosera. Wow. La agencia que me llevó me preguntó que por qué no te promocioné, porque fuiste la única marca que no promocioné. Y les comenté y les dije que había sido súper engreída, súper grosera y que ni siquiera me querías contestar mis preguntas. Yo entiendo que tú estás haciendo un video haciéndote la víctima porque pues son tus clientes, ¿no? Y no quieres perder clientes. Pero en la siguiente historia yo voy a subir una foto que demuestra cómo ni siquiera querías tocarme ni nada en ese evento y por eso no quise hacerte promoción. Y la agencia entendió que fuiste grosera y no me dijo nada. Pero yo no es que sea mamona, güey. Simplemente estoy hablando de la verdad de lo que pasó con tu producto.
Okay, so no, this is her hard hitting evidence. It says on screen, you didn't even want to get close to me. Okay, that's what she's saying in Spanish. And it shows Gabby, first of all, like 4 feet away from
light
her.
Light years away.
Talking to somebody else. And it's just her holding products in front of Gabby. Like, how is this proof, bitch? Like, genuinely, what is this?
This is crazy.
This is reverse receipts right here. Like, genuinely. Like, I don't know what you're showing us, but I'm not seeing a whole lot of proof here.
No, it's like, Niki. No, it says Nikisite.
Just say it in English, queen. Just say it in English. No quisiste ni acercarte a mí. That's what she's saying.
But like, Gabby's not even, like, she's doing something else in this picture.
Yeah, you're like, acting like, first of all, how would a picture prove? Like, unless literally Gabby's in it like this. Like, how is that proof? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I expected to see this.
No, yeah. Fuck you, stupid bitch. Like, a video that says something like that. What? Come on. What is this?
A mis seguidoras yo no tengo que explicarles nada. Ustedes me conocen como soy de sincera y de honesta. Pero a las chicas que vienen de parte de Alamar Cosmetics, que piensan que yo soy una grosera y que soy una mamona.
First of all, I saw comments from her own fans calling her out. I saw comments, but first of all, they're accusing her of deleting comments, especially on her TikTok. But I saw comments of people saying, listen, I'm usually like all for your content, love you, all that stuff. But like genuinely, you like took this mm-hmm. to a place it did not need to go to.
No lo soy, güey. No lo soy. Simplemente soy muy sincera. Y probablemente están acostumbradas a las influencers que son así super hipócritas, güey, que dicen mentiras, que son super falsas.
There's a big difference. A big difference between being honest and being absolutely inappropriately rude. Genuinely, there's
an
a big
asshole.
Difference. Yeah, you're being like...
There's a big difference.
Especially when you're in a space that is about reviewing things. And we've even talked about that on the show where it's like you specifically, it's not that you're like lying when you're very brand friendly on your channel. You just have a certain decorum when it comes to this is how I'm going to talk about brands and products. And I do think that that's a responsible thing to do, not just get on the internet and be like, the fuck is this shit? Somebody made that. You know yeah. what I mean? I just think that her continuing hammering it in and focusing in and tagging Alamar, just hyper focusing on it for so long. We've been here for almost 11 minutes and this is not even the end of the rants. Like, she goes on her actual page.
No.
This is her stories. And then she goes on her actual pages and continues to continue this fucking shit.
It's crazy because this is what pisses me off. She's like painting it of like, oh, I'm just being real. I'm being honest. And all these other influencers are just hypocrites and kissing ass to these brands. Like, no, there have been times where I've straight up been like, I love this perfume brand and I love the owners, but like, I do not like how this smells. This yeah. does not work for me. And that's it. Like, you're honest. I'm like, this, I don't like how this smells. And that's it. Like, you know, to sit there and be like, oh my God, this is so disgusting. Whatever. Like, there are people behind these brands
yes.
as well. Okay.
And especially like Alamar, you met her, you know her story. You know, like, it's just, it's beyond fucked up.
It's
but it's even more evil when it's like, you use the product wrong. And that's why we're here. What the fuck?
Que todo es como color de rosa y yo soy muy humana. O sea,
wow.
lo blanco es blanco, lo negro es negro. Si hay algo que me gusta, te lo recomiendo. Y si hay algo que es muy malo, te lo voy a decir. Porque me preocupas, güey. ¿Qué tal que tú hubieras tenido que ir a tu trabajo y que por esta explosión de maquillaje hubieras llegado 4 horas tarde, que fue lo que me tomó el...
Okay, bitch, that wouldn't happen to anybody else. God bless. Why are you acting like this is a common experience for people to take 4 hours cleaning up like a tiny puddle of blush?
You're lucky you have the liberty to clean your little desk for 4 hours and yeah. not go to your event. Like, anybody else has a blush pop before they go to work, guess what? They still have to clock in at 9 a.m. They're gonna go to work. They're
absolutely.
Not gonna spend 4 hours cleaning their desk. They're gonna clean the desk when they get back.
Exactly.
Like, please relax.
Yeah, no, relax. Genuinely. She's acting like she's the hero of the world, saving people from a problem
I
that
can't.
Only she is experiencing and caused.
Limpiar las paredes y el piso y hubieras perdido tu trabajo. ¿Qué tal que los tenis que se me mancharon de $600 eran tus únicos tenis buenos que te costó 2 años ahorrar por esos tenis? Y la marca no te los va a pagar. Yo tengo que comprar otro outfit, zapatos, limpiar.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't also, I mean, listen, what's important to people, sure, whatever, but also, like, we shouldn't normalize the fact that some people would save 2 years worth of savings for one pair of shoes. Like, we shouldn't value things that much. Like, I genuinely think that
also,
that's, like, weird.
Shit.
No bullshit.
I swear, I don't mean this, like, I hope this doesn't sound like any whatever. If you are someone who has to save $600, like, 2 years to get to $600, my ass, you are spending it on shoes.
Yeah.
My ass. Yeah. You are spending it on things that you need in your life because, like, what? Like, get out of here. You're not spending
again, she's creating, like, this fantasy land and then putting herself at the top as the hero. And it just is very weird.
Honestamente, yo no gano nada con esto, ni pierdo nada, pero sí es mi responsabilidad ser honesta, güey.
Oh, wow.
Si yeah. yo pasé un coraje con un producto completamente nuevo, güey, que me arruinó mi escritorio. Es que no saben la cantidad de cosas que me arruinó.
Oh, my God, tell
Tengo
us,
una
queen.
Mochila nueva.
Tu escritorio. Tu escritorio that's missing an entire thing. Did you see it?
The no, I didn't piece. Notice that.
Look at this. Look at this. This is the escritorio. Guys, that she's bitching about. This is like a screenshot of like her, like the very end of her rant. Like, is it me or does that desk have a missing chunk of white paint?
It seems your veneer is cracking. She could do with maybe like some contact paper on top or something.
Yeah, it seems the pink blush on the desk is the least of your concerns.
Wow. Yeah, this is dramatic.
La pared manchada. ¿Eso qué va a pasar, güey? Que cuando yo cancele, o sea, que ya no rente más este departamento. No me van a regresar mi depósito de $2,000.
What world do you live in? Genuinely, she just said, if you are just listening and you don't understand Spanish, she just said that when she leaves her apartment, she's going to lose her $2,000 deposit because of this incident. Can we just do a little flashback to how many dots got on her wall? It might have been 4, if I remember correctly. And even if that is the case, I left every place I ever rented with like holes and like a bunch, and I would always just patch it up and just paint match at Home Depot, and then I would just paint over it. That's what everybody does when they leave an apartment. $2,000.
And then you get your deposit.
Gabby, you better write that check, okay? If you want to make it right with her, you need to write that check ridiculous. And buy her new outfit, and you know, maybe throw in a couple extra $100,000 just to make sure that she's well compensated for this unfortunate occurrence.
I can't. The bringing up the $2,000 deposit.
No, I really. And she does it multiple times. And I'm like, your deposit is not relevant here. This is not going to affect that whatsoever.
¿Por qué? Porque la pared está manchada de rubor.
Ajá.
Entonces, güey, la marca bien padre, ¿no? Hizo un video para promocionarse, para ganar más clientes, mientras yo perdí un outfit, zapatos, el depósito.
You're making that fucking up. You're making it up.
Yeah,
you're lying. Right? You're lying right now.
Siento, güey, la responsabilidad de ir al evento. Y me encabrona, güey, que la marca algún video como para hacerme quedar mal a mí.
No, you did that on your
own. En lugar de ofrecerme una solución.
No, yeah, girl, that was
you. En lugar de reverdad, o sea, sus disculpas no fueron disculpas. Fueron para ganarse clientes. Así que, bueno, allá ustedes decidan lo que quieran hacer.
Oh, we did. This got taken so far. It didn't need to be. Luckily, in a situation like this, I think it did work out in Gabby's favor, whereas I think people can see the reality of the situation, and I don't think it's going to affect her sales negatively, but, like, genuinely, it could have. And I think that Andrea, as an influencer, needs to be much more cautious of the way that she's quote-unquote honest about things, because flat out, I think she's lied about certain things here. Like, the whole deposit thing, like, I think that's a flat out lie she fucking made up or is assuming. So, like, if you want to be this honest influencer, wonderful, amazing. That's also important to people like Kathleen. But there's a way to go about it where you're not just literally wreaking havoc on the internet. And this was super fucked. And we just had to address it. We had to. When our queen wholesaler hustler, and it's not even just because of that. Like, obviously we know her and so that it did sting. But like, bro, this, if it wasn't in Spanish, this would have been something I cover on Do We Know Them, and me and Lily would have been pissed about. Like, genuinely, because it's like, bitch, what are you talking about? Like, this makes no fucking sense because it doesn't. And so, like, regardless of knowing Gabby or not, like, I think this is fucked. And it did get a lot of attention, but it seems like most people are just like, girl, this was a you thing.
Yeah, I think most people can read this lady's energy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, shall we move on to lights, camera, smiles? Because I feel like hot. I feel like I got sweaty.
Yeah, you're right. Well, that's the end of
that's
that.
The end.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Do we JK?
Do we JK? I mean, sometimes we must, you know?
Yeah. And honestly, gosh, I'm so hungry. I could eat.
Why are you laughing?
I can't. Never mind.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. Okay, go. Lights, camera, smiles.
Oh, wait, no, your joke. Wasn't it your joke that you were supposed to tell me?
Yeah, but
is that why you're laughing? Wait, then just tell me. What is it?
I'm ruined it.
Why'd you ruin it?
I was gonna tell you right now that I was so hungry I could eat Daniel OJ.
A little bit of an old trend, but I would have liked that. That's kind of funny.
Never mind. It was the whole thing.
Oh my God.
I had it all planned out and I had a vision. And
well,
it just
sometimes our plans don't work in life, you know. Just doesn't go our way. Well, my lights, camera, smiles is going to be something that I got tagged in quite a bit because people were like, oh, totally something you and Kathleen would be like, oh, we should buy this for the backyard. So it's like an inflatable bar and then magically the stools and bottles appear in there.
Wait, can you buy that and put it on your mansion ranch?
Kathleen, this is AI. That's why I said the stools magically, like literally it starts going and the stools just come out of nowhere and the bottles are just there. So I can't buy this for my mansion, I fear.
There has to be a way we could, that exists.
Maybe, I would love that. Maybe there is something similar, but yeah, this is absolutely AI, I fear. And you fell for it, so yeah.
No, my laptop is very far, guys.
Right, like, that's why people were that's why you couldn't see the Grinch AI. You just couldn't, you know what I mean? All I'm saying is it makes sense why people tagged us in this.
Oh, for sure. They were like two, like it's like two things in one, like AI plus, you know, like a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, thanks to this Gabby scandal, you have survived one more week without giving me your weird food combo.
Oh, man, I owe Gabby my life, truly. By the way, guys, I just wanted to be known. Our next episode will absolutely not be uploaded on Wednesday. We are not JKing. We are not JKing. We have too much going on and it's just not going to be up in time. So I just want that to be known.
Well, it's because we won't be able to film next week's episode until the day before it's supposed to air. So
yeah,
Tuesday. We're not going to film next week's until the like Tuesday. And she needs a few days to edit. So it might go up Thursday night.
No, it's definitely gonna go up Thursday.
Okay,
we don't give a time. Why would we give a time? That's crazy. But just we're not JKing this week, just so you got a week notice. Okay, but anyway, guys, if you did make it to the end, we appreciate you very much, but that's all we've got, and as always, we'll see you next week.
Or we won't, but
JK. Bye.
We will.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.